Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Wanted to invite you to a small group Bible study that is going to take place in National City. It's going to be Saturday on the 25th of April, which is tomorrow. It's going to start at 5 p.m. and it is going to be at 1625 Sweetwater Road, Suite A, in National City, 91950. And again, that is at 5 p.m. It's going to be an hour and 15-minute Bible study, small group Bible study, and is going to be held at Realty World, and it's at 1625 Sweetwater Road, Suite A, in National City. I hope to see you there. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are the called of your children. And may you help us to understand your word. And may your word be true in our hearts, that we believe the truth and only the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 9. We are going to reread verse 20. We're still in those verses. Reread verse 20 and we're going to continue from there. It says, "Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction." Now look at that. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared to destruction or for destruction? We as human beings are enduring this life, the heinous crimes, the treachery, the awful, despicable, disgusting, horrific things that are happening in this life. God is enduring it as well. And he is going to show forth his wrath against those that have been prepared for destruction. There are those among us from the beginning of time that have been fitted for destruction. Why? God is wanting to show his wrath against those that yield themselves for destruction. He knew before the foundation of the world who would come. He knew Pharaoh and the likeness of Pharaoh. He knew what type of person he was going to be. He know what type of person I was going to be. He know the type of person you are, that you were going to be. And so who was going to be able to be shown, who was going to be able to yield themselves, or who was going to be fitted for honor and dishonor, he already knew. And his plan in the development of God, God's plan, he orchestrated what needed to be done at what time and to whom and by whom in order for his purposes to be fulfilled. Everyone that is supposed to be saved will be saved. Every single one. Everyone that has been fitted for destruction, the accursed thing, will be cursed, will be damned. And I know people are like, well, what in the world? Well, why preach to me? Well, why come and deliver the word to me? You know what? If you are even remotely interested in the word of God, willing to hear the word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you are even remotely open to the gospel, it is likely that you have been fitted for honor to hear the word of God, that he may show forth his glory, and that Jesus Christ may grant you eternal life. That's why it is not up to us that preach or teach the gospel to be selective of to whom we will deliver the gospel to, because we do not know who that spirit is within or who God has given that eternal life to, that they would come to him. And Jesus says those that come to him, he will in no wise cast out. We do not know who that person is. So we preach to everyone. We give the gospel to everyone. We will deliver the word of God to everyone, and to whomsoever will come, let him come. Let him come. God knows who will be saved and who will not. We don't know. We can't select. I cannot dare say who salvation belongs to. Like it's been said of old, I do not have a heaven nor a hell to place anyone in. My job is to teach the word of God as best it has been given unto me, and to deliver it to all who will listen. Everyone that will hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. That's our job. And so when we look at this word, it is a hard word to understand and to hear, because it makes us think, then it's not me who actually is determining whether or not I will be saved, but it is our responsibility to respond to the word. That is our responsibility. So if the word comes to a person and the person rejects the word, that person is responsible for the rejection and the denial of Christ. If a person receives the word, then to that person, salvation is granted, those that believe the word. Amen? It is God that justifieth. It is God that condemneth. It is God to have mercy on whom he will have mercy. It is on God. The responsibility is on God to give the word out. He has placed the word in some of us, or a lot of us, to give the gospel. It is the responsibility of the person that hears the gospel to receive it. That is it. Let us continue. Verse 22 of Romans chapter 9. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much longsuffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he hath afore prepared unto glory. He has beforehand prepared unto glory. He is showing his mercy upon us. And you know how he's doing it? He's doing it through those that are fitted for destruction. My God. And I end with this. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. And Lord, we pray that all those that you have given to hear the gospel, that they might be saved, Lord, draw them unto the gospel, that they might be saved. And Lord, that everyone that hear this word will receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. May you enjoy your weekend. Enjoy it. Go to church, hear the word of God, receive the word. In Jesus' name, amen.